Welcome back to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, we're adding a truly special get to the memory wall, someone I've been wanting to talk to for a while, and I know she doesn't do a lot of interviews. She played in one of the OG seasons of Big Brother, one that I very vividly remember watching, and came back 2 years later for All Stars. So I would love to welcome Big Brother 5 and Big Brother 7 house guest, Diane. How are you, Diane?
Hey, thanks. I'm good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Okay. Well, yes, I would love to sort of start, you know, for anyone who hasn't touched base with you in God, so many years since the show, what does life look like? What's the update for you?
I know. Can you believe that? I figured you were going to ask that. And I was like, 20 years later, what am I up to? Nothing. Just living a nice, quiet life in Ohio. Loving that. Just kind of out in the country. Blessed enough to be a housewife right now at the current moment, raising the kids, and then, you know, see where life takes me after that. But nothing crazy. Just okay. Living.
You look great. Sounds like everything is going great for you.
Thank you.
Do you still watch Big Brother, Diane? Or are you like, I'm good?
No, I watch it every year. Every year.
You do.
I don't think I've missed a season. The only seasons I ever missed were like a couple after season 7, like the two following it, and then I jumped right back on the train. So I'm watching it now. I've caught up, so I got my cheat sheet so I can remember the names in case you want to ask me anything. I might want to ask you some things.
Sure. Yes, of course. Yeah, definitely toward the end, I would love to get like your thoughts on sort of just any thoughts, high level thoughts on this season for sure. But I do want to start just, you know, sort of taking me back to 2004, I think was right? Was that the year? Which is
crazy.
The year
yep.
That was the year I graduated high school. So I vividly remember your season so well. But yeah, what made you apply to Big Brother? Like, what do you remember about sort of the casting process?
Do I dare say that I never went through the cast? I mean, so I never applied for the show. You know, there were a lot of us at that time that were sought after. I think they, you know, were just grabbing people from regions. And so I just got an email one day that said, was from some guy, and he said, I'm doing a reality show and interested if you would like to do it. It's called Big Brother. And I was like, I actually thought it was a joke or scam or, you know, something like that. But he had left a phone number and I thought, well, that was strange. So I called the phone number. And a week later, I was in California going through the rigorous final week of it. Now, that stuff was a nightmare. Not a nightmare, but like, you know, crazy. They just lock you in a hotel and they make you interview with all the people. It was a stressful week of interviews. I, you know, remember getting yelled at a lot. I got yelled at once for just standing in a hallway and saying the word Big Brother. So when it was my time to go in and talk to some of the producers, I was fired up. I was so upset that I just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what I was like. I would love to see that tape though sometime. So I think they thought, oh, this girl's batshit crazy. She's perfect. So
yeah,
it's probably how I got on.
Yeah, I was just telling you before we got on here that like watching the season back, you just said it like it was. And I just think we don't really get that anymore. And so I'm sure the producers saw that and you were like, oh, we have to have her. She just like says what's on her mind. So love that.
I wish more were like that. I really do. I mean, I know it's kind of, but it's really better. I like it better.
But yes, that's right. I did not realize that you were recruited. Talk to me, because obviously the big twist of your season was this Project DNA twist with twins. And it was weird that you were a twin, Drew was a twin, and obviously the Adrian, Natalie of it all. Did they tell you did they ask a lot about your twin in the preseason?
So, no, not really. In fact, I'm not sure they even knew I had a twin until right before I was flown out there. I do believe I mentioned I had a twin, and I remember them thinking, you have a twin? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, holy crap, can we bring her out too? And I was like, okay. So my sister actually came out to California, and she did the last week of the interviews as well. But I remember going in to see, I think it was Les Moonves at the time, and him and a couple other people were like, they could just tell we would never get away with it. So it's kind of like a bummer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I guess, yeah, because you had said in the house, like, you guys don't look as much as like and stuff like that. And obviously, Adria and Natalie do. And then Drew and his brother looked actually pretty similar, too. But I just thought it was so random, like, that they did that. I was like, so something. Random. Yeah. I wasn't sure if there was like another plan that got scrapped last minute or something, you know?
Nope. And I'm surprised they even went with that, because being a twin, I don't know any twins myself that look that much alike. Where they found Natalie and Adria? Like, I don't know.
So you get into the Big Brother 5 house. Like, how prepared were you for Big Brother? You said you were recruited. How much did you know about the show? Like, how did you feel going in?
Zero. I knew nothing about the show. Didn't even prep to even look about what the show was about. The only preparation I had was the video, or, you know, they come bring you the seasons prior to your show when you're sequestered in the hotel, and then they ram them down your throat so that you know how to play the game when you get in. So I had seasons 2 through 4 to study up on before I went in. And even when I went in, I swear to God, I must have been the only person that went in that house and was like, really had no strategy, or really wasn't. I feel like I was just in there for fun. And so maybe if I had gone in differently, I probably would have done a little better. But yeah, no strategy whatsoever.
Listen, Diane, don't hate on your game. You did some really, really good stuff in there, and you won some competitions. Like, that was like, and I wanted to talk about that, because one of the things that you did was that you sort of got the girls together, which is kind of a running joke on Big Brother that these women alliances never work. But you did for a while bring those girls together, and Will. Was that something you had thought of, like, or were you just gravitating toward them?
No, absolutely. I'm a girl's girl and a guy's girl, but like... It's like, it was instant. It was instant. You'd have to be blind if you didn't see all these guys hopping together. So, I mean, who wouldn't think get the girls together? And I wish that every year they do the same. And I don't know why. I just pray one day we'll have a major girl alliance that will just take it all the way to the end. I'd like to see all the boys kicked out in the first like 7 weeks and then see a bunch of girls just go at it. I don't know why they don't. I mean, I don't know why nobody learns from that. Every year is the same crap, is it not?
Yep. And I was talking to someone about this, that maybe it only really could work on like an all-star returning player season, because like there you at least know everyone, whereas like the newbie season's just like never works out. I don't know why. It's sad, to be honest, but yeah.
Because there's dumb girls like me in there, they're like, show me.
No, you're not dumb. Listen, I do want to talk about the Drew of it all, because you know, you guys connected fairly quickly, if I remember. What was it about him? I mean, how quickly did you sort of connect with Drew?
Pretty much immediately. That right there on the couch that first night, you know. And, you know, I definitely wasn't even looking at the guys. Like, that was the last thing on my mind. But when this one next to me says, I'm a twin and I'm from Ohio. And I was like, what? And then we just hit it off right immediately after that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because you're twins, you're from Ohio. Like, I wonder, did they like cast him specifically? Did they cast you guys specifically for each other? They tend to do that sometimes. But had you ever heard that or no?
Nope, I never heard that. No. Maybe, probably. I don't know.
Speaking of the guys, though, we'll talk about Jace also with All Stars. But, you know, Scott was pretty awful to you. I just rewatched some of these clips, and oh my God, he would never get away with that today. Yeah. How hard was it living in there with Scott and Jace taunting you?
So... Jace wasn't so bad. I kind of like Jace. And the reason why is because he's a lot like me in the sense that he's going to say it to your face. And Scott would too, but in a malicious way. You know what I mean? I guess we all kind of were. But It was tough. You know, a lot of people don't know that after that big fight with Scott, I literally went into the diary room and begged to be kicked off the show. I begged to walk out the door. I cried for like, I don't know, 4 hours. They had to bring multiple producers in. It was the middle of the night. I think they woke people up and brought them into the studio to convince me to stay in the house. I wanted to leave that very night, and how and why I stayed, I don't know, but I'm glad I did. He, like I said, Scott was my motivation to play harder.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be feel pretty good when you won HOH and immediately put them on the block.
Wasn't that fun? I don't know why people beat around the bush. I was like, I don't even have to say who I'm putting up, do I? You know? Get on
Yes,
there.
you followed through. And I feel like a lot of people like don't want to get blood on their hands and all that. And you're like, nope, you guys are going up. So I love that.
Dumb, and you know, I know.
I also, rewatching back, Jace sort of, you had that endurance challenge for I think it was like 9 hours, and Jace is just like, messing around, playing games, trying to make fun, whatever, and just like takes his hand off, or I think his foot slipped. How gratifying was that HOH win for you?
Amazing, amazing. But then they just all accused me of cheating the whole time because I was watching their feet because they were like, if anybody's foot comes off that thing, you're out. And so I don't know why that, but they didn't really give me the honor of winning. You know what I mean? There was the reason
Right.
why, and Scott bitched and complained and said, you know, the whole finger, he made such a big deal about that. But I was like, sorry, you can't use both your hands, you
Right.
know.
Listen, you win fair and square. It is what it is. But yeah, I mean, you and Nokomis basically back to back get rid of Scott and Jace. In terms of where you were positioned at that point, it seemed like you were getting a little frustrated playing the middle because obviously you had your connection with Drew, and then you were sort of with the other side of the house. Do you feel like Natalie coming into the game sort of did that change your relationship with Adria? Like, do you remember sort of that time and what made you split away from the girls a little bit more?
Yeah, it definitely did. As soon as the girls got in the house together, it was very apparent that the two of them were just always together. And I mean, you just knew that these two were going to the end and together, and they were gonna take down anybody on the way. So it was kind of like separately, it would have been a great relationship and an alliance, but together you just knew at the end nobody was gonna go anywhere with those two. So it was kind of like they just had to go. You know what I mean? And then they kind of imploded themselves. So I didn't even you kind of just sit back and let it happen.
Yeah. I know you and Nokomis were working together a lot of the show. Toward the end, you sort of had to make a decision and you were working with Cowboy and Drew. Any regrets using the veto on Drew or going that direction?
Of course, of course. I mean, I do regret. I just wish I had the knowledge to step back in a second and think a little harder. But I also don't regret it because people don't realize that it was Nokomis and Karen. They were never going to take me to the final two. And they were like, oh, you screwed over your own alliance. But I didn't because these two were together. And then I thought Drew and I were together. So it was better for me to go this way and try to get Cowboy out than it was to try to get Karen out. Why would I go after, you know, you got to get the
Yeah.
stronger players out first. Everybody knows that.
Yep. There was a moment that I want to ask you about where Marvin wanted to make Drew jealous, and it weirdly worked, and like Drew got all upset and all of this. What do you remember from that? And I mean, you weren't necessarily asking for that, right? But it was like such an odd moment that I was rewatching,
No.
like, what happened there?
That was Marvin's little plan all by himself. And can I just tell you that I was in Myrtle Beach about 3 or 4 weeks ago with my family, and you better believe I called him up and made him come see me. And we did, and
Oh.
we hung out for 30 minutes. And oh my gosh, we talked about that and died laughing. And he was like, it worked. And I said, it did. That was so, but like, we, I don't even know what that was. That's Marvin,
Yeah.
just Marvin. I want to give Marvin credit. I know this is going to be real controversial to a lot of people, but you know, when it comes to the backdoor plan, and I know everybody thinks Nakome has ultimately created that backdoor plan. I want people to know that that originated from Marvin. He did ultimately create that and take that information to Nokomis. So just putting that out there.
Okay.
Love you, Marvin. Yeah.
Jeez. That is funny. I was going to ask you about that because obviously they had to change the rules of the veto at some point because you guys went around the rules. And so that's interesting because Nokomis does get the credit for it. Yes, you are correct.
She does get the credit. And she was very much a part of it, as we all were. But Marvin did create that.
Okay, that's good to know. BB historians, take note. You know what? I wanted to ask you about the other twist of the season for this Project DNA. Michael and Nokomis, of course, the being half siblings. What do you remember from that reveal? Because I just remember in real time being like, what is happening with this show?
I still want somebody to tell me how production even made that happen. Like, how the hell did you make that happen? And I can say that even if you watch that episode, when that comes out to light and there's everybody sitting in the living room talking about it, I am nowhere to be found. I don't know if I was taking a nap or in the bathroom. So wow. When I came out and caught wind of that, pretty crazy. But I gotta be honest, I was young and I was like, okay. Who cares? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but I guess you also had the twin twist. So at that point, you were like, I'm immune to all these weird things right. happening in this weird show. So.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you could throw much more at us at this point.
Exactly. Did that make it, you know, when Cowboy ends up evicting her, was that a shock or was that not a shock at the time?
How about that? I mean, when I think about it now, shocker. But at the time, wasn't a shocker because Cowboy was very easily... manipulate him pretty easy. And if it wasn't for me helping, you know, if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't have stayed that extra time. And so I think he just knew he owed it to me. And you know, Cowboy, I'm a man of my word.
No, 100%.
Oh, I love you, Cowboy.
100%.
So man of his word, he had to stick with it. He screws his family over.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that sort of going into the final HOH. How confident were you feeling? What was going through your head during the final HOH comp? Obviously, you know, you went in, you lost. But how confident did you feel like Drew would take you over Cowboy?
You know, never in a million years did it cross my mind that he was going to take Cowboy over me, even if it was my fault and I drunkenly had said that the night before. Because I did. I ruined my own game the night before by telling Drew that there was no way he would probably most likely beat me. And because he had said something snarky and I didn't like it. And even after all that, I never in a million years thought that he would take Cowboy. But looking back now, of course it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. I would have took Cowboy too if I was in my right mind.
Well, I was going to ask you, Diane, how do you think you would have done against Cowboy and how do you think you would have done against Drew in terms of votes?
I think I would have clobbered Cowboy. And I feel like when we were sequestered before the finale, I feel like everybody had said they would have voted me to win. So at that point in time, I guess I thought that I would have most likely beat Drew probably too had he taken me. So... made the right call.
Yeah. But you know, in your interview with Julie, you were very gracious about it. You didn't really sort of hold it necessarily against him in that moment. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, did it get easier to accept? Did it get harder to accept?
Yeah, I was pretty fine with it. Even after this show ended, I was fine with it because, you know, I thought that, we'd stay together and which we did for a little while, but, you know, it didn't bother me. I mean, I was crushed when it happened, but I think I got over it pretty fast.
Yeah, and I have to assume, did you even consider voting for Cowboy at the end, or did Drew always have your vote?
No way. I just couldn't do it. Even, And I am a spiteful biatch sometimes, okay? And yes, if I could go back in time, I would have thrown probably Cowboy the vote just to be that way. But I just couldn't do it because I knew it was a game. I knew we were all in there playing, and I knew that the person who played the best should win. And Cowboy, that was not Cowboy. It was Drew. It had to have been at that point.
Yeah, that's totally fair. How, because you guys made an appearance, I believe, on BB6 together. How long did you actually stay together after the show? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I'd say, you know, I feel like we both moved out to California immediately after the show, and we might have stayed together for like a month or two. And then I think he just randomly dumped me one night, and I was crushed. Oh, so sad. But I got over it pretty fast the next day.
I'm sure you had no issues getting over it. Because that's the other thing. Back then, the show was so big that people did move to LA, right? Like, there were opportunities back then that maybe doesn't, they don't exist as much anymore. So it makes sense.
I figured there'd be more for people these days. God, times were so ancient for us back in the day. Barely had internet, you know?
I know. I mean, there's more opportunities to do more reality TV now, but probably like back then, I mean, people were breaking into acting or like more other things, where I think now is like, once you're on reality TV, it's almost like you're stuck on reality TV, which is interesting.
Yep.
When is the last time you talked to Drew?
Isn't that, okay, so let's see. When I was out in California, I'd say it was probably a year or two after All Stars. And I remember him. Now, keep in mind, I hadn't talked to him in probably like a year or so. And I remember he called me one day and he was like, "Can I swing by and see you?" And I was like, sure. So I remember him pulling into the apartment building where I was living, and we came out and we talked for a little bit, and that was it. And then he drove off, and that was the last time I ever saw him. I feel like he moved out of California right at that point.
Speaking of the season 6 cast, is there anyone that you still keep in touch with? Obviously you mentioned Marvin you saw recently. Anyone else?
Yep, I talked to Nokomis. We used to be so close, her and I, like we would talk on the phone every other day, but time has pulled us apart, but we still message each other. I talked to her last week through some messages. She's making a life change right now. She just recently moved across country, so she's back in Texas. And let's see, Marvin, and I do talk to Scott every now and then. He drops me a voice note. Same with the Don, who's in Michigan. Love that guy. So a little bit of everybody, but man, I'd love to catch up with some of the other people. So if anybody out there can find Jace, let me know.
I want to talk a little bit about All Stars because, you know, that was 2 years, I think, after your season. There was a lot of pre-gaming rumors. Were you involved with that? Obviously, you guys did not have the numbers. The Sovereign Six did. But did you talk to a lot of people before you went in the house?
I had to recollect my brain the other day for this one. So All Stars come around, and I remember thinking, oh, they were very specific. Don't talk to anybody. Don't talk to each other. Please don't talk to each other. But the amount of phone calls I got immediately, I mean, James called me, Jace called me, and never once did I reach out to anybody being the good little girl and not talking to anybody. I think maybe I might have talked to Nokomis. Maybe. She would have been the only one. But the pre-gaming, like, that was never me. That was everybody else but me. I mean, wasn't it obvious when All Stars started and nobody would... I felt like I just couldn't get into an alliance with anybody. Like, nobody, everybody. Everybody was already in their alliance, so that enough should tell you that everybody pre-gamed and everybody joined forces, and there were too many season 6s in there that nobody stood a chance against them. So I hated that. That was sad. That was no good. I would have loved to have even just had the motivation to play that game differently than I did. But as soon as we went in and you knew there was no shot against season 6, it was like, what are we even doing in there?
I know. I was like, I think you kind of were set up for failure, just numbers wise. I don't think you, I mean, you tried to make the Mr. and Mrs. Smith alliance with Jace, which was interesting because you and Jace didn't work together on season five. What was it like working with him on season seven?
Great. I thought this would be our only chance to make it a little further in the games if we really can stick together. But then he also, I think, was a little down about the fact that he knew we couldn't get past the season six people. We just couldn't. And then he kind of lost his mind there at the end. And I don't really think he was in the mindset to be there either. I really don't. Just kind of gave up. And after he gave up, then I gave up. And poor Nokomis gave up. We all gave up.
I know. Poor Nokomis always ends up on the block next to you and then it goes home.
Isn't
She always does.
that funny? Oh,
I
I
know.
know. We
I
laugh
know.
about that.
When's the last time you watched either of your seasons? Did you ever watch them back?
Immediately after we got out, I think somebody sent me the season on DVDs, and then I watched it then, and that was the last time. I've never seen it since. The only thing I watch are clips and stuff people send me, or the TikToks and stuff like that. So
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, from what you have seen, do you feel like you got a fair edit? Do you think like you were fairly portrayed, or do you feel like they kind of, I don't know, how did you feel after the seasons?
I mean, I didn't feel like I never felt like I was unfairly edited in any way. So I was okay with it. You know, what you saw was really me, unfortunately, even on the All Stars.
Yeah, I was like we said, I feel like you just always were sort of a straight shooter and just said what you meant. Do you feel like that helped you or do you feel like it got you in trouble more?
Both, really
Both.
both. I think it helped me. Like in season five, you know, you if you do go a little crazy every now and then you're not as big as a threat, right? Because people are thinking, oh, that person's crazy, so their time is coming, right? So I can see how it could benefited me in a way. And then on All Stars, I'm impartial. I don't know.
I know. All Stars was so, it felt like so quick that you guys were all out. And I was like, damn, it really sucks because I would have loved to see you get a fair shot. Had you thought about, like, have you been contacted ever about another season?
Nope.
Wow.
I always say this, I've never heard from Big Brother ever again after All Stars. And I always say, I don't know if that has something to do with a pro Janelle stance from production, because I can remember getting out of All Stars and being like, F this crap. This was the dumbest stuff I ever did. And the production was like, you're so mean to Janelle. And I was like, what do you mean? Are you crazy? So I don't care. I don't care. Bye. I'm gone forever. So,
Yeah.
which is
Okay.
fine. I don't know if I'd ever want to do it again, anyways, because people don't talk about the things that you take away with you, like anxiety for the rest of your life that you never had prior to the show, and all the other fun stuff that you get after you get kicked off these shows.
For sure, and people, especially now, have their pitchforks out ready to
Ooh.
judge you at every second. So I totally get that.
Scary, scary world, right?
Yes, they just, you know, we love to judge from our own couches, but if you're being monitored 24/7, it will drive you crazy, I assure you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you and Janelle just never were on this. I mean, she backdoored you. Was there something about you guys that, or was it just the Sovereign Six of it all that you guys just never connected?
You know, just never connected. We
Yeah.
just couldn't be friends. There was a very, very small window in All Stars where I really pumped her up, and I was like, listen, we can be friends and we can work together. And I feel like I almost had it to where maybe she wouldn't nominate me, but then the next day she just put me up. So I knew that that didn't work. But I did try, believe it or not, I did try. They don't ever show that stuff.
Yeah. I wish people like you and Janelle and Danny Donato could have, you know, these sort of strong women could have worked together, but you know, it is what it is. Have you talked to anyone from All Stars?
So let's see, All Stars. I don't talk to anybody from All Stars except for Nokomis. And maybe a quick message here and there to somebody, but not really. Howie, love Howie. Who doesn't love Howie?
Yep. Gotta love Howie. He was just on the show. Any thoughts on his they're bringing back some random people, some OGs.
You know what my thought was? I thought I looked straight at the rest of the people in the house and I thought, I bet 80% of those people have no idea who Howie even is. They don't know who Howie is. The only person who knew who Howie was Angela. But
I
I loved
know.
it. I loved it.
It makes me sad because I do
This is
love the
why I
Big
don't want to do
Brother.
it. I
Well, listen, Diane, if they call you, would you say yes to at least making an appearance?
would. Yes, I would appear on the show. I'd never do the show, but I'd love to do a like, hey, remember me? I'll be your host for the day.
That's fair. That's fair. Have you ever thought about Have you ever been approached by any other shows, or would you ever, if you were, say yes to any other shows at this point in your life?
Nope, and probably not. Life is hard already as it is. I can't imagine. Picking up and it's easy to pick up and walk away when you're in your 20s and you've got no attachments everywhere. But oh my God, I could never leave my kids for 2 or 3 months. It's crazy. Like when Danielle had a baby and left 2 weeks later to go in a house, or Danny Donato, right? She had a baby and then went to Big Brother a week later. I was like, what? Crazy.
Yeah, it's tough with kids for sure. Do your kids know that you were on an episode of Suite Life and Zack and Cody? I'm sure they don't know what that is, but
That is so funny. I'll never forget the guy was like, hey, can you just come do this? You just be like, you're not a stand-in, but you're kind of an extra. We just need you to come and just sit on this couch. We're gonna dress you up as a maid. Me not thinking I would ever see or hear of this show again. But now, believe it or not, it's one of the
Listen.
only questions people ask me. Is that you on that show? Yes, it is.
Yes. I was going to ask you, have you, I mean, I know things have changed. It's been a long time. Do you ever still like get approached or everyone's like, you look familiar, or were you on Big Brother? Like, does that ever happen? And if it does, what do people bring up?
Yes, believe it or not, it still does. And I think that's only because it runs on what, Paramount Plus or something? I don't know. I don't get the channel that it's airing on right now. But yes, it does. It's usually, I know you, like you said, I know you. Did we go to high school together? And then I will tell them, I'm like, okay, but don't tell anybody. But yes, I was on this show 15 years ago called Big Brother. And then that's it. They don't really ever ask any questions or anything. It's just carry on.
Interesting. Listen, these kids have to go back and learn their history, especially now, like you said. I don't think they recognize Howie. I don't think they recognize maybe not even Jesse. I don't even know, but go back and watch the seasons, people.
Love Jesse. You know what? I do get a lot of messaging on Instagram. I will say that. I get like a message once a week from a random kid or guy. They're usually always boys for some reason, and they're like 20 and they're like, we love you so much. And I was like, thank you so much. And I respond to everybody. I've got no problem answering random messages.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. So people are watching in real time now on Paramount. So, they're probably wondering where these people are, which I also do. I'm like, oh, whatever happened to so and so? So, obviously social media makes that easier now. Diane, do you look back on your Big Brother experience like fondly, or is it something you regret, or you're just like, this is something I did in my life and it is what it is?
I'm with you there. This is something I did in my life. It is what it is. I am fond of it. It's brought me so much amazing stuff, people in my life. It's brought me great awareness. This is what I say. What is the biggest takeaway from being on Big Brother? Well, not everybody gets to watch themselves on TV and think to myself, oh, ooh, kind of, and let's change ourselves and be better people, right? And so that's my biggest takeaway from it. Wonderful, great experience, great part of my life. Don't regret it at all, but it's kind of like a blip in my memory nowadays.
I love that. I feel like I hope more people think of it like that, because I do think some people struggle when they get out of the house, sort of acclimating to the real world and watching themselves back. Do you remember that being difficult when you got out of the house? Or not so
Absolutely.
much?
Oh my God,
Okay.
absolutely. Definitely, 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 definitely. Oh, what a crazy time. I tell people like the first couple nights they let us out of the house running around in Hollywood. I'll never forget going to a bar and just completely shutting down. My sister was with me. I was in the corner crying like this, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. There's too many people around me, and ooh, and just totally freaking out. It's very, very strange thing. It's a very strange thing.
Yeah, it's certainly. I did want to ask you specifically. I know you wouldn't do a show. Is some What if Traitors calls? Because Traitors does like to call old school Big Brother people. Like, is that something you would consider just because it's shorter, maybe?
So people love this show. My hair person was telling me about it. I don't know anything about the show. I don't know what its basis is. I suppose I'd have to watch it before I even answer a question like that. But maybe, maybe. Is it all
Okay.
about lying? Because if it's all about lying, I could be probably good at
Yeah, I mean, we
it.
had, Dan played, Daniel Reyes has played now, but basically, yeah, it's like mafia where there's like a group of people and like three of those people, four of them, whatever the number is, are traitors and everyone else has to figure out who they are. So it's lying for sure. And it's
Wow.
fun.
Yeah,
So
maybe. You never
keep it on
know.
your radar. Keep it on your radar.
Okay.
Well, Diane, as we wrap up here, I'd love to just get your quick thoughts on BB. What do you think about Angela coming back? What do you think about sort of bringing these survivor people? People have their mixed feelings. Stay on your own show, or no, I don't mind. Like, what are you thinking about the season overall so far?
Oh, gosh. It's kind of a carbon copy of last year, right? I mean, even down to the people, you can literally match the people with the same people last year. I'm not super excited about anybody. There's nobody that I'm like, yes, I hope this person wins. Angela, I'm not for or against Angela. I do kind of hope she does better this year. I like the Survivor people. I really like the girl from Survivor. What's her? She seems cool.
D.
I feel like she could go a good distance. But I just haven't really formed any opinions on anybody yet. I liked Lyric for a second there, but now I'm kind of like, I don't know about her. And oh my God, I just saw yesterday that she was on American Idol. What?
Yes.
So I don't even know what she's doing on this show. What is she doing on this show? Or what's she doing? Looking for love,
Apparently she
maybe.
Yeah, apparently she was in casting for both The Bachelor and Love Island. So I guess it makes sense now.
Oh my gosh.
Diane, thank you so much for joining me and taking this walk down memory lane. I know you got a lot going on and I really appreciate you taking the time. It means a lot.